you. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the expression of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also via Echo Link node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on their frequency are invited to check in. This is traffic announcement for bulletins from NET. Please call WG4MC or NET Control.
WG4MC in the NET, K4ZZX. Good evening, Matt. Like to make a short announcement, please. This Saturday, on the 20th, I will be hosting an antenna party at my home QTH. You can find it either under the Universal License or through QRZ. My number is area code 864-535-3339. You can either text or call me on that number. We're going to be starting, I'll probably be getting some coffee out there at 9:30 and finishing up a few things. We're going to try to get started between 10:30. I know that there's testing on the same day, so I think one or two from the V testing are going to be coming over as well. So anybody would like to, welcome to come on out and help me get my HF, VHF, and UHF antennas up. Many thanks for those that will, and if you can't, we appreciate your thoughts anyway. 73s to everyone on the net, 73s to you, Matt. K4ZZX, clear.
CNET Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Does anybody need any fills on Steve's analysis? Please call WG4MC. That's Steve. Can we go ahead and check you in and out, sir?
Go ahead and do that. You know where I'm at. I'm over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight, and I'm just passing through. Thank you a lot, Matt.
K4ZZ X-ray Steve in Parrish Mountain. Appreciate Steve again, and hope you have a good turnout for your antenna party this coming Saturday. Any additional announcements for bulletins or traffic, emergency traffic for that, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Again, the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and sending your intention around the net for the attitude portion. Before we start with our check-ins, let's start with our pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, that's Fred NTR. He brings on his wife, Isla, N4IEI. Then we have KW4TS, Mr. Jim M. Pelzer. Then we have KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. Then we have N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. And Bill from Anderson, KC4W. And, of course, Mr. Steve, who brought that announcement about his antenna party, K4ZZ X-ray in Parrish Mountain. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins. All right, we'll start with our check-ins, and let's start with our friends on Echolink. So Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC. Warren, we're here portable on Echolink in Fort Myers. And if you'll put us negative and negative tonight and check us out, we'll appreciate it.
N4HHC, that's Warren in Fort Myers. Appreciate you talking about Warren. Hope you're doing well. And safe travels back to QTH. All right, let's all move this off the direct and link station. So tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec 3 Tango Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. In Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman, negative and negative.
4MC. Hey, Matt, please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. That's AA 4 RM Robert. I'm in Easley, negative and negative.
Bob, K4 Mike F, Kilo 4, Romeo, Hotel Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative, negative.
For MC. Check in Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris, and Lyman. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening to you and all the net.
From Z with the Warrior Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That's Mr. John Newman. Appreciate you talking about it, John. Then we have AA4RM. That's Mr. Robert and Easley. Appreciate you talking about Robert. Good to hear you on here this evening. Then we have K4RHF. That's Bob and Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we have Chris and Lyman, WN4S. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Glad to hear you back on the airwaves after your move. Digital stations, go back through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
From KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville. Appreciate you talking about Bill. I hope you're doing well and stay safe out there. All right, we'll file down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. You through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Key from Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out if you can hear me.
WG4MC. Check in November 3 Zulu Lima and 3ZL Greg in Candler, North Carolina. Negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
Welcome, Keith in Columbus. KE4Z, I'm afraid I got a question mark after that. Sorry, that was my fault. If you can come back in just a second with your full call sign, I appreciate it. Then we have Greg in Candler in 3ZL. Keith, if you can come back, I appreciate it. WG4MC.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot.
Red HF, appreciate Keith. Again, hope you're doing well and you and the family stay safe. Digital stations, Uniform through Zulu. You through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. I know I'm a little late, Matt, but please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. W2T, Rusty, home on Moore over here. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of laws. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Welcome, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. That's Rusty Moore. Hey, Rusty, hope you're doing well and stay safe out there. And we got Rod from the land of Waz. W4WOZ. Hope you're doing well, sir. All right, well, I'll fly down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MC? Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
I'd like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, and brings on the family, starting with his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, they're all in Piedmont, excuse me. Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, hope y'all are all doing well. And then we have KO4AOW, that's David and Em, appreciate stopping by, David, hope you're doing well as well. Digital stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
For MC, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
WG4MC for the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KB2BYQ. That's David Measley. Appreciate stopping by, David. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the Echo Through Hotel, E3H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. 4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for check-ins in the Echo Through Hotel group, E3H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. 4MC, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll fire down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the India Through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Please check in and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all on the net. 73.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73 is for each one of you.
4MC. Please check in, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4MC. 10 Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
G4MC, net and the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative this evening.
4MC, Matt, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Lima, Alpha, Oscar, Jim, and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all on the net.
KG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KG4JIA. That's Dennis and Gaffney. Appreciate you talking about Dennis. Then we have Mr. James up there in Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Hope you're doing well, James, and staying warm up there on the mountain. And then we got KK4JVQ, that's Mr. Larry, and he brings his wife, Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, tell Donna we said hello. Then we have Duncan up there in Asheville, KO4JKV. Appreciate you stopping by. And then we have Larry in Piedmont, K4. LWE, appreciate stopping by, Larry. And then we have KO4LAO, that's Jim in Driver's Rest. Appreciate stopping by, Jim. The last station, you were real scratchy, had a lot of white noise. I got Kyle and Taylor's. If you could come back with your call style, try it again, sir.
4MC, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Juliet, Foxtrot,
Lima X-ray, if you could just try the last letter yourself, it's
Kyle and Taylor.
KO4LXZulu, appreciate stopping by. Hope you have a wonderful evening. Got you checked in and out, sir. All right, the next station is India Through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. It's Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JQ X-ray. That's Jeff in Ware Place. Appreciate talking about Jeff. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll sign down the next group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening. Mike through Papa, M through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC.
Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
4MC. And out, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. at Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We're both in Simpsonville. We'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Matt.
4MC of the Woodridge Community Net would like to welcome K4OSH. That's Pat Malden. Appreciate talking about Pat. So we have K4OIM, that's Walt up there in Edmond, one of our other net controllers. Appreciate stopping by, Walt. Then we have W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, and he brings on his wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, and they're also one of our other net controllers. Appreciate you stopping by, Mark, and again, please tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Additional stations, right through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or net control. Received the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We've been through the alphabet once already, so let's open up to that big group Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or net control.
WG4MC, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Mobile. I'll be negative and negative. Have a good night.
W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. Then we have KX4Y. I didn't get your name and location. If you can come out with your name and location, I appreciate it. WG4MC.
For Yankee Mike, name is Scott, location is currently Greenville.
X4YM, Scott in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Scott. Again, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Call. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, Mary in Greenville, negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4DCD, that's Miss Mary, excuse me, and Greenville. Appreciate you talking about Mary. Hope you're doing well. Got you checked in and out. All right, this is WG4MC, now securing the full force of the net with our thanks for everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We would begin the right to portion, but we don't have anybody signed up. So I'll ask one more call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody would like to do RASU, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Pat, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Before MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller. Appreciate you talking by Mr. Gary. And thank you for bringing along Miss Julie, K3JOY. They make their home at Easley. Gary, please tell Julie we said hello, and I hope you are doing well. Final call for checking with Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody would like to do right to you, please call WG4MC or Net Control. MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Let's follow everybody for this evening, so I will send the net report. WG4MC, you out there, Mr. Dave?
WG4MC, W4DJW.
Internet report, but I'm getting a says not valid, try again.
Did you get the name and the call sign reversed?
I've got that inputted correctly.
Okay. Trying to think of something else that it might be. Your call sign, are there any spaces at the end of your call sign or at the beginning?
Actually, hold on one second. I'm just going to retype it in completely.
KA4RM with a comment.
Robert.
Dave, it took me 3 tries to get the pre-net to refresh on mine when I logged in earlier, so I don't know if the DNS is having issues or not.
Oh, that could be something. But I'm watching it. It's log scrolling while it's getting used, so it's running. It's up and running.
Well, it could be. It could be chartered then, AA4RM.
That's a possibility, too. If you want to pass it manually, Matt, that'll be fine.
I'm going to hit it one more time. If not, then I'll read you out my numbers.
Copy that.
Dave, let me know whenever you're ready, and I'll give you the numbers.
Ready to copy.
20-21-218. Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for Thursday, February 18th, 2021. 40 check-ins, one piece of traffic. Break, sign it, WG4MC. How copy?
Copy your message number 20-21-218. 40 check-ins and one piece of traffic. W4DJW back to WG4MC.
This is WG4MC, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.
I'm going to give it a try on my end just to see if it's, just to validate if anything's broken or not. So if you hear it, shout out, you'll know what's going on. W4DJW. W4DJW, test complete.
I'm Dave, KI4DO.
Yeah, Gary, I don't know what that might have been, but Robert may have been on to something. It could be Charter. It could be it could be ISPs between Charter and Matt's ISP. It could be 101 things. It's amazing. It hasn't, you know, it's. I was thinking the other day, it's been over a year now, and that thing's still working. And it hasn't failed very many times, so knock on wood. Hopefully it doesn't start failing a lot now.
We don't need this stuff to start breaking down. It'd be like the rest of us then, right?
That's true, but remember what Ray used to say all the time. If it's built by humans, it's going to break.
Murphy's Law. If it's man-made, it's going to break. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, but at least it's not like when Challenger blew up or something like that. It's an okay thing if it happens once in a while here.
Well, we got to put up with it any way you look at it. I've been working on my truck, and I finally got the distributor put in it. It had a skip in it, but to adjust the timing, you have to have a scanner that will read cam retard. You can't time my truck with a timing light, and so I pulled the old distributor out, put the new one in, and it was the best I could get it with the old distributor was like a -7. I think I was off a tooth, but I went ahead and replaced the distributor anyway. The cap hold down, you know, where you put the screws that hold down the cap, the distributor cap, the ears on the distributor itself, it was plastic and they broke, so I replaced it with an aluminum one. So I shouldn't have that problem anymore. But that straightened everything out. Got that new distributor in there, and now it's set on zero, and truck's running like a dream again.
So now you can set it with a timing light?
No, you still can't set it with a timing light. You have to use a scanner that will read cam retard.
So what year is that truck?
The 96.
Because I remember working on one for my dad. That wouldn't, the timing light, like you said, I mean, it was way off, but if you set it to where it was supposed to be, the thing just would not run. I never really figured out what that was. So, but I'm thinking now that you're saying that there was something to that I just wasn't aware of.
Remember, I've got the Vortec, 7.4, and, some of the other models, you had to, there was a, I'm going to say brown colored wire. I'm not sure what color the wire was, but you had to disconnect it for it to work with a timing light. And it was plugged in down there on the distributor, but it had a disconnect there. And all you had to do was disconnect that brown wire, and then you could do it with a timing light. But I've got the shop manuals on mine, and it says you cannot time it with a timing light, and I believe them.
And if you try to, it would be set really far retarded, and the exhaust manifolds at nighttime would glow cherry red. I mean, if you retard the timing, you're going to heat up the exhaust manifolds where they almost to the melting point.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? Well, if it had a catalytic converter on it, it sure burned them out, wouldn't it?
It would. I remember setting one like that and driving down the road, and it just was not running right at all. So I stopped and got out and popped the hood, and it was nighttime. I was working on it late in the night, and I popped the hood, and those exhaust manifolds were just glowing red hot. And so I loosened it, and I advanced it a whole lot just to where I could get back home, because I wasn't going to make it back home like that. I don't know if that one had catalytic converter on it or not, but I know that was a lesson learned on my part.
Since they did away with the points and condenser and all of that stuff, it got into all of this computerized stuff and the sensors and this, that, and the other. I may have gotten by with just replacing the camshaft sensor. I had cracked the mount for the cap, and I wanted to replace that anyway. So I went ahead and put the old distributor in there. And it wasn't that expensive, but I tell you what, it's a bear to get to. It's on the back side of the engine, of course, on the Chevrolet. And with the Vortec, I had to lay across the intake plenum. And there's not any room back there against the firewall. It's real tight.
Well, my dad's may have been a Vortec, too. It's the one that he used. Him and my mom went and toured the United States. His was a dually. It's a Chevrolet. And they had a fifth wheel that went in the back of the dually. And they spent 2 years after they retired just touring every place in the United States. I hope I get to do something like that when I retire. But it might have been the same deal. That might have been why I was having those issues. And I just never figured out what was going on with it.
Mom and Dad were able to do that. And, with all the sensors, if you don't have a good shop manual, you can pull your hair out going from here to there to something else, just replacing parts until you look up on the right one. But the shop manuals, in my opinion, have paid for themselves.
Or you stumble across somebody 10 years later that tells you what you were doing wrong. That's a possibility as well. I think he finally had to take it to the Chevrolet place and get them to tune it up.
That had to happen, but it's amazing. That, like I said, the way things have changed. I try to work on all my stuff, and I had just a little ODB2 scanner, and I upgraded and got one that would read the cam retard and just all kinds of other stuff. And when it plugged in, you can crank it up and let it run. You can watch the firing order and see how it's firing them, read the O2 sensors and all kinds of weird stuff. But I hated to break down and buy it, but if I'm going to keep the vehicle, I might as well bite the bullet. Of course, if I buy a new vehicle, probably need that newer scanner anyway, so I'm not hurting one way or the other. And of course, when my time comes, the children will get my tools, and they'll probably enjoy using it as well.
And that's the silver lining in all the dark cloud of all this new technology. It is kind of nice to be able to see all that stuff. Right? You knew beforehand it was happening, but you couldn't visualize it, not like you can now with the right tools. Anyway, Gary, I'm going to get back to this. I almost missed the net. I didn't get up here till late. I've got some work I got to do, so I'm glad I was able to catch it before it was over with. But anyway, I enjoyed it. You enjoyed. Stay safe. Good talking to you. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
I appreciate you coming back and talking a minute. One question before you go. Andy and Walt told me last night on the net that my signal was going up and down and going crazy and all this. So I had to switch to a different radio. When I did that, I was solid and the signal didn't vary. Is it straightened out now? I did some work on the station today.
Yeah, you sound like you're sitting right here beside me. I'm not a hint of anything on your signal. Is this? I heard that last night. I heard that you switched over to a different radio. Are you back on the radio that was having the problems?
I'm on the one I normally call the net on, and the one that had the problem. So I'm glad I got that straightened out.
Absolutely. You're back to two rock-solid rigs, because both of them are rock-solid.
KG4GFU.
Hey, thanks, Dave. You take care. Go on and get your work done, and we'll talk at you later. Enjoy it there, young man. 73. W4DJ, WKI4DOS, and go ahead there, John.
Up one. I didn't realize it was getting this late, and I've been intending to get in here and check in some, but just haven't made it. But anyway, I'm here. I'll have to catch up with somebody. Hopefully there's no more silent keys that I don't know about. And I think the last one I heard about was Gene. Anyway. But it's good to hear y'all. I enjoyed your conversation as well. And one little thought. I kind of wonder if, say, in the next 10, 20 years, we're going to start seeing kits for the old-style cars coming back out again. And what I mean is those without computer systems, those without all the, little extras. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, said it's not a good thing to ask why the old days were better than these days. I guess he was right.
That pretty well sums it up. And Gene's call was KJ4HIA. His wife Robbie's is KJ4KOX. And she checked in with me a couple of times after Gene passed away, but I hadn't heard her much in the meantime. But good hearing you. I've been wondering about you because I hadn't heard you, but I hope you're doing well, and you and your wife, and I hope y'all are staying well and safe.
Yeah, I guess, Larry, I've been kind of slipping and sliding down that hill a little bit lately, but I guess for the most part, both of us have been. But I just keep holding on to what I got to hold on to, and just keep doing the best I can.
Any of us can do, really. Put one foot in front of the other and just keep on going. if we quit moving around, we might not go too much longer.
Are there any other silent keys that I've not heard about other than Gene?
John, I don't know. I'd have to think on that a little bit. There's been so many. You remember Sue and John in D4N and I can't remember Sue's call. They moved up to Indiana. Both of those passed away. Do you know that?
When the first of the two passed away, but I can't even tell you which one that was now. But they were volunteers when I first got my technician's license back in 2000, the year 2000. Boy, that's bad when you can't even remember when you got your first ticket. But I believe it was 2000.
For ENX, Sue and John. But they were in charge of the VE sessions then when I got mine, and when they moved, AF4RN, Mr. Steve Schaefer took over, and I go up and help him out the third Saturday of the month. So I'll be up there this Saturday helping out at the test session along with a whole bunch of other super fine folks. But if I think of any more, I'll try to let you know, John. My brain's not working too good right now. I got a headache, and I don't know where the headache came from.
Recommend that you don't say anything about your wife right now. She may have only picked up partials of what we've been saying. But anyway, that could end up in trouble. I don't think I've got a dog out, Gary, so you better find your own if you get in trouble.
You take care. Tell your sweet bride I said hello. And good talking with you. Hope we hear a lot more of you in the near future. in the distant future as well. Just stay around with us for a good long while and get in here and rag you a little bit. We need to get the old time midnight train going again. I hadn't heard old Dewey, and gosh, I couldn't tell you when. I hope he's still around, but there's a lot of them that we miss, right?
You got that right there. A lot of good people, and I hope they're holding on and enjoying life. I think it's probably been about a year and a half since I've talked to Dewey. I would love to get a hold of him again. I know he's moved once or twice since, you know, those days, since the end of those days. But I do miss Dewey. We used to take a little ride around the country now and then and look into this and that. And I didn't always agree with Dewey. Dewey didn't always agree with me, but that made the most fun of it. Are you not doing the Wednesday night swap net anymore?
Every Wednesday night. I was there last night.
Good, 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 good. I didn't know. I mean, this is Thursday, and I guess you were net control tonight, right?
No, Matt, WG4MC was net control tonight. I just came in there. It was the Dave, W4DJW, set up a thing on the repeater that we do on the computer. He is net manager now, and Ray retired from that position, and Dave takes the net reports, and he can't always be by the radio, so he wrote a program or something, and now the repeater, we give it to the repeater via computer, and then the repeater turns around and announces our net report, and Matt was having trouble with it tonight, and Dave was working on it, and I was late getting checked in, too, and then I told Dave that he had it working again, so hopefully everything got straightened out with that. But Matt, Whiskey Golf 4 Mike Charlie calls it on Thursday nights now, and John KN4RJN, I believe, he normally calls it on Friday nights, but occasionally he'll swap off and call it another night and swap with somebody else. So I guess he will be calling tomorrow night.
New blood. New blood is always good. Anyway, sounds good. I'll be trying to get in here and participate as much as I can. The wife and I, the older we get, the more time we like to spend with each other. And so, not that we're all that old. I'm 66. She's not going to say how old. Listen, I think there's probably a cup of coffee with your name on it out there. And anybody else listening, good to hear you. I enjoy hearing that little program that is out there announcing, you know, check-ins and messages and all. So that's cool. All right. I'll let you go, Gary, so you can get some things done. Say hi to your little woman there for me. And we'll talk to you soon again. And hopefully there'll be a lot more days in the future yet. 73KG4GSU.
Well, Joy heard you. I've got the radio turned up a little loud and got the door open. She's in there reading and watching the TV. She said to tell you hello. And good talking with you. Hope to hear you again soon. Yeah, again, y'all stay safe and stay well. 73 there, young man. KG4GFU, KI4DOS.
That's KJ4UHX.
Where have you been, Jamie? KI4DOS.
I've been hiding a lot, Gary. Had some health issues, just trying to get them taken care of. I heard you mention to John that Gene passed away. When did that happen, sir?
I don't remember, Jamie. I want to say it was last year, because it had to be last year, because the 2 months been gone this year. But it had been too long ago. But, you know, he and Robbie talked on the repeater a lot during the day, and Gene's health was not good, and he passed away. But Robbie is still doing well, as far as I know.
Sorry to hear that. I felt the world of Gene. I gotta try to come back around more often, but I'm just trying to keep my sugar under control now. It's friend I lost me back in November, but thank God I'm still here. But good to hear you. Hope you and Julie are doing well, and I won't keep you. 73, and I hope to talk to you again soon. KI4H, KI4DOS, KJ4UHX, 73.
Well, tell Sabrina we said hello. Hadn't heard her in a long time. She's got to be a super good woman to put up with you. You know I'm picking at you about that. But do take care of yourself. You know, you're the only one that can do that. Sabrina can try, but if you don't do what she tells you to, then her efforts are for nothing. So take care of yourself. We want you around here for a good long while, too, there, young man. But good talking to you, Jamie. Y'all come back anytime you can. But you know you're always welcome over this way. KJ4UHX, KI4DOS.
I'm not going to hold you. Long time no hear. Of course, it's been because I haven't had the radio on. KJ4GFU.
I hope you and your wife are doing well. And John, got a question for you. When's the last time you heard, what was his name? Earl. Yeah, that's it.
In a good long while. From what I understand, he may be traveling in Western Canada, Western United States, somewhere like that.
Yeah, I tried to pull up that other repeater the last one I spoke with y'all on, but I think it's been shut down or something.
But somebody that has the codes, when they hear us get on, or hear pretty much anybody get on, they shut the repeater down. And that's one of the state repeaters, you know. But somebody got the information and they shut it down when they hear certain people, or generally pretty much just anybody, on the repeater.
Yep. All right, John. I hate to hit Ron, but I got to go take an insulin shot. Like I was telling Gary, Sabrina about lost me back in November. Wound up going to the ER, being sick, and blood sugar was out the roof, and found out I was a diabetic. So let me go take this shot. Call it a night. So 73, take care. We'll talk to you later. KJ4UHX.
KJ4GFU. We'll hear you. Talk to you again.
Paul checked in with me a couple of weeks ago. He's still around. He's up there in Traveler's Rest, I guess. But he checked in with me a couple of weeks ago. I'll have to go back and look, but I think it was 2 weeks ago.
I happened to hear him before I do. Tell him I said hello, if you can remember. And y'all take care of yourselves. I'll be back around. Can't promise you when, but I'm just like a bad dream. You can't get rid of me. KJ4UHX. I'll be clear.
Gary, I was dealing with some from a while back and did not know, but Earl is kind of like dust in the wind. Wasn't that, who did that? Was that the Eagles? Dust in the wind. Anyway, I'll catch you later. 73, KG4GFU.
I'll talk with y'all. I've had fun this evening. I got in here and able to talk on the radio for a few minutes. After the net, and y'all take care, stay safe, and we'll talk to y'all later. And Jamie, I'll relay your message to Earl when I hear him, if I can remember. You know, my forgetter works better every day. Y'all take care, 73, KI4DOS clear.